Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington. Our guest today is Cecil Jones with a Compassionate Friend. Cecil, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. You've got a big event this Sunday. We want everybody to come out and be a part. It's the worldwide candle lighting event. And for those not familiar with it, tell folks what this is going to be all about.
Well, this is an event that they do every year. It's basically for people who have lost kids, grandkids, or the whole community. It basically lets people know that if they do lose a child, they're not by themselves. We're there for them. We have meetings once a month. This month we'll not be having the meeting because we're doing the candle lighting. But it's just a way for people to come out and, you know, put their child in their memory. I mean, they've got it, but this day here is pretty special for them.
You've been celebrating this year since you got the group together locally in Washington. How many years have you been doing this?
It's been 9 years. And, you know, we lost our son, and that's how we found out about the group. But since we found out about it, we're representing 150 kids within the three-county area here. So that's pretty special.
And what's going to happen? First off, it starts about 6:15 Sunday night. Kind of walk us through the evening.
Okay. Well, that's what we're wanting to do is get it started by 6:15 because it takes about 45 minutes. And what you try to do is have all your candles lit at 7 p.m., basically, that means around the world at 7 p.m. there's a candle lit for your child. So at 6:15, we'll start. We've got three or four readings and a couple poems. And as we do the program, we've got anyone that has sent a picture in of their child. We've got a video that runs on the wall or on two TVs. And basically, you know, we sit around, and once we go through the program and we do our candle lighting, when we extinguish the candles, we've got cookies and drinks to where people can sit around or stand around and just talk, because there's so many people that are in the same situation as the other people are.
And this is going to be inside the community building, so weather will not be a factor.
No, weather won't be a factor. I mean, Mother Nature's not very generous sometimes, but no matter what, at 6:15 we will start, and we'd like everybody to try to be there, because, you know, if you come in late, it doesn't really affect it, but you'll miss something. And, you know, in a night like this, you don't want to miss anything.
And if the rain and snow does hold off, you can always walk outside and see that beautiful display you've got by the community building now.
Yeah, we installed that this year. We've seen several in our traveling. But to me, this is the best one because it's ours. And at a 3¼-ton rock, it's not going anywhere.
And this is the kind of describe what you've got out there for those that haven't seen it yet.
Well, there's a rock, and basically we've got two benches to where you can sit down. There's a poem on the rock, and the poem says it all. If you just look at it and read it, I mean, it says it all. It just gives you a place to sit and, you know, think about your child. And in this day and age, everybody needs to think about everybody, so that works.
It's this Sunday, the Compassionate Friends Worldwide Candle Lighting Event. It'll be at the Community Building at Eastside Park in Washington. Please try your best to get there by 6:15 so you don't miss out on anything. An evening of music, reading, special video, and afterwards they'll have cookies, coffee, and hot chocolate. The candles will be lit at 7 p.m., and candles will be lit all around the world.
Yes, for a 24-hour period, it represents every time zone and every area.
Really a cool event, and hopefully everybody will come out and be a part of this. The Compassionate Friends Worldwide Candle Lighting Event this Sunday, again, 6:15, Community Building at Eastside Park. Our guest is Cecil Jones. Cecil, anything else you'd like to add in the final seconds here?
No, I believe it. No, that's about it. But like I say, it's just a special night because you won't hear any of the songs, "I'll Be Home for Christmas" and all that, because we know ourselves our children won't be home, but we don't want to ever forget them.
All right, Cecil, thank you so much. And again, the event is this Sunday night, starts at 6:15, Community Building at Eastside Park in Washington. It's the Compassionate Friends Worldwide Candle Lighting Event. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks a lot.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington.